Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi there, welcome to Nerd Talk Plus. Got it right this time. Our weekly deeper dive into the stories that make this world nerdier from Odyssey's Nerd Talk. I'm your host, Gregor, and he has done this show for more than a year for free. He's Brandon from the internet.
Kind of. I mean, I don't get paid. I don't even get paid for my real job. This economy, man.
Inflation.
Inflation. Inflation is not the reason I don't get paid for this show, unfortunately.
Ego inflation. They have to pay it all to me. That's why.
That's right. There's none left over.
Now, neither of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know if we get literally anything right, or I guess if we get something wrong, too. Fine, Steven. And if you could do us a favor, tell a friend. Write a review, which I think Brandon is going to scramble to look and see if we have any right now.
I already looked. Surprisingly, I already looked. And unsurprisingly, there wasn't a new one.
If you could holler at us with your answer to this episode's question of the week.
I don't know if we make it very clear. What we want you to do is go to, right now, when we ask this question of the week, pause the show, go to wherever you get your podcast, preferably iTunes, and preferably Odyssey,
and but most likely not Apple Podcasts.
Go to Apple Podcasts and answer the question of the week in the review section and give us definitely 5 stars. Okay, the question of the week is: which video game are you best at?
Yeah, you don't play a ton of video games, if I'm not mistaken, right?
No, actually, no, you're right. I don't play a lot of video games. I do play some, and I'm like really into video games. I'm like one of those weird. I don't watch people stream video games, but I'll watch people's highlights of their streams on like YouTube and stuff like that. Because I think video games are interesting. I think they're fascinating. I don't play the games, and I just know. It's kind of like watching sports. Like, I know I'll never be a professional. I'll never be that good at sports.
But you can imagine yourself, right?
But I can imagine it. And I like to go watch every once in a while, right? Video games, like, I'm not good at them. And when I play something like FIFA, which is probably the video game that I'm the best at, when I go play that, I only play, like, the solo career mode because I cannot play against somebody because I just lose every single time.
How do you feel about collaborative? Could you play with another, like, team play?
Yeah, well, the only person I ever play collaboratively with is my buddy Bryce, and he's worse than me at FIFA, and so it actually only gets more frustrating when I play collaboratively. And not, like, because I don't have any grace or patience with him. It's more just that, like, I might as well just play alone.
I used to love, I haven't played, here's what happens. I get married, and then my wife is like, we're not doing video games. And I was like, right, we're not doing video games. And so, yeah, I missed out on like 6 years of video games.
And like, video games are so good now. Like, there's so many styles and different, like, what kind of video game player were you? Like, what kind of game? Like, were you like adventure or like Final Fantasy was like turn-based combat, right? Like that kind of stuff. Like what were you into?
This is a cop-out answer, but I kind of have done it all. When I was a kid, you know, I'm like in my 40s, so I have a different perspective on video games than a lot of people that would listen to this. Yeah, right. And when I was a kid, it was like NHL hockey and Madden football, but it wasn't like at the same level that it is now. When I was a little kid, it was like the ice hockey for NES, where you were either the skinny, the medium, or the fat guy, and like you could build your team and stuff, and it was play all fat guys, and it was the best. Anyway, and so like those were the games, and you would get a, you know, you'd get a game in like 10 minutes, and then you could go do something else. Or if you got bored after your third game, it didn't matter. Then you could play like, I played the first Zelda game. I loved that game. I hated the second one. But then my parents wouldn't get me, and I mean, they don't have to, but they wouldn't get me a Super Nintendo. So like I missed out on the next generation of games. Then I got a Sega Genesis and kind of repeated some of the same stuff. But the point is as I got older, I got a PlayStation 1 or whatever because of Final Fantasy VII was so good. And like with music or with other stuff, I find myself attracted to like the best of whatever the things are. And so I don't necessarily have to play every adventure game, but at some point everyone talked about Breath of the Wild, and like that's got to be a thing that I watch videos of Breath of the Wild like nobody's business. So finally, my wife works for a video game company, and they make a handheld, and she came home with one day, and they're like, oh, they gave it to all the contractors, so here, I guess you can have it. And I was like, oh my God. And I played that new Star Wars, or the latest Star Wars game, whatever that's called, Fallen Order.
Yeah.
That game, like, I hadn't played video games in years. I had a PlayStation 3 was my last thing. And so I played that.
You're like, what are these extra buttons for?
I'm like, it's just not A and B anymore? This is weird. But, yeah, so I played, like, PlayStation 3, and I, like, love racing games. I used to play the Formula 1 game so much. And then I was like, oh, the Formula 1 game's on sale on this handheld. I was like, well, I'll buy that, too. And now I've been playing Formula 1 like crazy, and, like, I'm good at it. Not, like, get online and race against 12-year-olds who call me racist. Name's good, but to your point. But, like, in solo career mode, I can do a pretty good job.
So there used to be this, as you know, I'm from a small town full of people who love NASCAR, including people in my family.
Yeah.
And there is a old NASCAR game for the original Xbox where you could put these cheat codes in. So first of all, the only way to play this game was to instantly start the race, turn your car completely around and drive in the opposite direction on the track and cause as much mayhem as possible in a head-on collision, right?
Yeah, of course.
So that is like the best way to play the game. But then you could do these cheat codes where you could shoot like basically bowling balls out of the front of your car. And so then what you would do is obviously turn around, drive in the opposite direction. And then before you caused a head-on collision, you shoot a bowling ball into the, not, it's not a Peloton, but I'm a bike guy now.
Yeah,
and so, cause I'm in my 30s.
Into
and
the
so,
pack, Brandon.
Yeah, you shoot it into the pack. And when it goes into the pack, it causes mayhem, and then you cause more mayhem. And it was the best way to play a racing game. Question is, can you do that in Formula One?
The cars are so wimpy in Formula One. You just look at them with the wrong intention and they like snap. It's crazy because I watched an IndyCar race over the weekend, and the cars are like impossible to drive, and the guys don't get paid as much, and it's just like a lot more. It's kind of like good old boy racing of open wheel though.
Yeah.
And so, compared to the Formula One cars that are like, the Formula One cars are as big, like as they take up their footprint is as big as a Range Rover.
Wow.
They're massive because they have all these, you know, extra batteries and like recovery systems and then all this aerodynamics, huge wing out front and stuff. They're like, Yeah, imagine racing, you know, SUVs or whatever, as opposed to like Porsches.
Just, you see like a this like very, very cool Formula One car drive by, and it's just like a middle-aged white lady holding a macchiato, flipping you off, cutting you off.
That happened to me today, man. I saw some lady, she like was got over into the turn lane way too early, and I was trying to turn into my place.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was doing the thing where she was like looking over the steering wheel because her car was too big, and I'm like, maybe we need to have like a you got to be this tall to ride this ride type thing,
yeah,
because
yeah.
There's she was struggling to reach the pedals and see over the wheel.
So I just had a thought.
Yeah.
Something that I would love to see. So recently we were talking to our buddy Siege on the old social media, and something came across my algorithmic feed that was definitely something that tickled all of our fancies, right? And what it was a person barefoot skiing on a river in I don't know if it was in Florida, but it looked like Florida, so we'll just go with that, behind an F1 car that was driving on the road. And I was like, oh boom, F1, Greg, barefoot skiing in Florida, probably a Siege. Yeah. Seeing my friends happy, me. So something for all three of us. But I just thought of so speaking of video games, have you ever I've just rediscovered and started replaying a game called Rocket League. Have you heard of it or played?
Oh, I have not played it. That was in the dark era for me.
Sure, yeah.
But I've played it once or twice at like a friend's house, because in our 40s we go to each other's houses and play video games secretly. Yeah, yeah. So my wife doesn't get mad.
Yeah.
I think it was at John Manley's house probably.
Okay.
But anyway,
sub dummy.
Yeah, sub dummy. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I've played it before, but I never played it enough to get good at it. What was it called when I was a kid? When I was young, it was on the PlayStation, and you could drive like an ice cream truck or hell something.
Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal. That was the one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Rocket League is, I think, it's such a great combination of things that we like, right? It's like cars, explosions, and soccer, slash hockey or whatever goal based sport you want to play. I was just thinking of something that would like check all of the boxes for Greg. It is a sumo wrestler driving an F1 car playing Rocket League. I mean, if these things are as big as Range Rovers, you got to be able to fit a fat guy in a Mawashi in the cockpit.
I want to see nothing more than that. I want a custom league designed around this, because I mean, and what would speak to, I saw a story last week. I should have put it in the run sheet, but by the year 2035, 50% of the world's population will be considered overweight or obese. And it has to do with our food practices, and it specifically will hit kids because we've full and fold garbage, and then also impoverished nations where they're finding cheap alternatives that are quick to, as the world grows so quickly. And so, like, you see that, and I'm like, oh, can we have, like, Fat Guy Racing League? Because, like, NASCAR used to be that for somewhat, but then all these guys became super athletes.
Are horses gonna be fatter too? Because I'm picturing like fat jockeys.
I'm like bigger horses.
Yeah, they're just racing on zebras.
It's
or no,
sorry,
not zebras, giraffes. What am I thinking?
Poor giraffes. It's just a bit of a trot. It's just like
you asked the question of the week.
Yeah.
As a reminder, in case you forgot, based on this.
How did we get here?
Which video game are you the best at, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason we ask this is because they're adding esports to the Olympics.
Well, it's esports Olympics.
Oh, okay.
It's its own thing. It's happening in Singapore this summer, I guess you would say.
Okay, so we'll have our Winter Olympics, the Summer Olympics, and the Basement Olympics.
Exactly. One of them has a mildewy smell to it.
Yeah.
But it's run by the International Olympic Committee, I think is what it's called, the IOC. And they've announced some more of the details for their upcoming Olympic esports event. Yeah, you can almost like feel the corruption bleeding in. Like, yeah, let's take something already where I feel bad playing video games and make them worse. They take place in Singapore.
Is that Sepp Blatter's music?
They happen in June in Singapore. I want to go to Singapore so bad. Rather than traditional esports contests, like in Seattle, they used to always have the contest that Valve would put on called the International, where they play a game called Dota 2, Defense of the Ages, I believe is the game. It's like a strategy, multiplayer strategy game. Or no, you have two teams, and each player picks a character.
A different
and they
class.
Battle against each other.
Yeah.
Um, And like the selection process is like a big intense thing, and they just put all this money into it, and they have announcers from all these different languages there. It's like a huge deal.
And the winners are taking away like more money than some professional athletes in the biggest leagues in the world. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like the last time it was here, the pot was $19 million, and it was all, it's all funded. The a majority of the pot is funded by people buying in-game upgrades.
Yeah.
And so when you like, what's that called when you pay to like play or to like change the level of play? There's a dog in your studio.
Yeah, sorry.
No, not at all. That's hilarious. I just, all I can see on the camera is this is his tail going, and then like a nose pops up like, huh, what are you guys doing? But it only has three legs, so that's a hard time. Like,
just the largest overall prize pool in esports ever was the 2021 the International.
Yeah.
And it was $40 million for
Dota 2.
That's
so crazy. Yeah, so people do the, what is it called when you buy the things in-game and it's like in-app purchases type
in-game
things.
In-game purchases, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and, but it goes to like special armor and stuff, and it goes to playing, to paying off these esports athletes. It's really super cool, but instead of doing that, they've decided to go in a different direction. The titles that they'll use this year include Just Dance, so like active ones like that, okay. Online Chess, through chess.com, evidently has some sort of deal with them.
Yeah, yeah.
Zwift, which is right up your alley.
Yeah.
Right, you ride a stationary bike. Do you do Zwift? Is that
I do. Yeah, I have one. Yeah, I have. I use that. So it's, yeah.
Is it right there behind you?
Yeah, so it's, that's a, it's a trainer. It's a, it's a, like, it only, you take off the rear wheel of your bike and then you replace that. You set your cassette, your chain on this cassette that's built into this, on this trainer.
Yeah.
And then that is connected via Bluetooth to your computer, which has the Zwift app on it. And then, so it's crazy. Like, if in this video game, if you start going up a hill, they have like real maps of places, and then they have fake maps as well. But they have like, you could ride through Paris, through streets of the actual streets in Paris or in London, where like streets that I've walked, where they've recreated it in video game format. But basically, if you start going up a hill and this hill is like a 6% grade, the resistance on this like trainer will increase at the same time. It's really cool. And I don't use it as much as I pay for it, but you know, whatever.
How much is it a month? Is it a lot?
It's like $16 a month, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Same for Peloton. Or not, what's it called?
Is no, that the, Peloton's like $40 a month for the subscription.
If you have the Peloton bike, but if you have another bike that you access the Peloton through, it's only $16.
Yeah.
Which seems like a giant kick in the dick to all the Peloton
to everybody
owners.
Hey, thanks for giving us all your money. Now you have to give us more money than everybody else.
Yeah, I think they're probably trying, like, they limit just a couple features that I don't care about, like the competitive stuff. But so I can't see where I'm at on the scoreboard or whatever.
It seems like this, so the Esports Olympics, the way that you're describing it, sounds like they were like, who's going to plan this? Michelle Obama. Like, what are the healthiest ways that we can talk about video games, right?
Yeah, it's like
eat your vegetables, nerds.
Also, it's included like, archery. How do you do esports archery? I want
like,
in on that.
Maybe is it like the Wii archery or something like
so
that?
So amazing. I would even take VR on any of this stuff.
For like, sure. So I guess like think about the Olympics, right? The Olympics originally, like take it all the way back to, you know, Greece, where it originated, was the idea of like the best athletes, like the best, most like the physical specimens that exhibited the best like physical attributes of being a person, right?
I think you just called them astrobutes, which makes them sound like they're from space, which I am into.
Astrobutts, actually. but I think like the question that makes me think about is like, Zwift doesn't necessarily say whether you're good at video games. It's just if you're a good cyclist, right? Like there already are Zwift competitions with like great cyclists, professional cyclists who get on the bike, and that doesn't make them a good esports athlete, right?
Yeah.
Same with something like, what were the other ones, right? Like
Formula One's the same way. Like there's huge competition for that.
Racing.
And the drivers get in there and they maybe aren't as good as the Formula One esports athletes, but then you put an esport athlete into a Formula One car and it's like, oh, it tries to tear your head off because of the G-forces. Yeah. Like, it's different.
Well, and so, like, things like that, like Just Dance, right? It's like, we're focusing on somebody who's good at a specific game, which I guess all of these, but I'm just wondering, like, what's the video game that is the best, What would be the video game that's the best indicator of somebody's skill at video games in general? Because I know, like, video games are so different. Like, there's so many different genres of games. And, like, yeah. obviously you have something like Just Dance or Wii Bowling or
like, who's the decathlete of the esports world? Who can who can you put in front of any game and they, like...
And then they'll just go, right? And, like, they'll figure it out and be good at it. And not just be good at it, but, like, win.
Well, this brings up, like, there's all these different types of games, which you kind of, you know, hinted at early on, was that, like, if you're playing Wii Sports games, it's a different thing than if you're playing a strategy game. It just takes a different mind to do those things. And so, not that you can't be good at both of them, but if you have the range to do both of them at a top level, like, professionally, that's pretty dope.
Well, it's like, how is having e-chess, like, virtual chess, any different than just having two people sitting down and playing chess against each other?
Yeah, right? I mean, like, if you why get not those just... chess.com dollars, that's how you justify it.
Well, yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I mean, that's it. It's like, why, like, how is this... I mean, I think people within the e-sports, you know, community are even like, no, like, why not put the actual biggest games that are out there that people actually compete at and, like, get good at? Like, what is the...
why not Rocket League?
Yeah, like, Rocket... Exactly, like, Rocket League, or what's the one that everybody plays that's really big? It starts with an L. Like, League of Legends. Right?
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Things like that are huge internationally, globally, like...
Yeah, instead of
popular.
Archery and baseball.
Yeah. It's like, look, you want to put Wii Bowling in there? I bowled a 300 at Wii Bowling when I was 17, okay? And I should not be competing in anything that has to do with the Olympics.
Yeah.
Also, that was a humble brag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Literally. Super Smash Bros. Is another one. StarCraft 2. Like, the leagues. There have been leagues playing StarCraft in South Korea for 25 years now.
Yeah.
Like, big stadium-filling events. I remember a buddy was so far into it or whatever. And the reason why they're not doing those, Brandon, I think it's a pretty simple answer. It's money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you don't pay for the rights to that, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm sure you can get Zwift, the third best known cycling system, to get in on that without having to pay a ton for the intellectual property or whatever. Sailing, Taekwondo, which is it the old Nintendo game? Or I don't. Tennis, and then this one's big. I don't know how they got this one, but Gran Turismo will be one of them. And so there's at least one driving one.
Yeah.
Have I told you that I've? Well, probably not, because I was just revealing my my video game, Dark Ages or whatever. I'm really looking at buying a racing sim. You get a seat, and you get, like, the most important part of the racing sim, besides just having a steering wheel, is the frame that you put it onto, because when you go to turn it, it has a certain amount of resistance that they measure and force. But as you turn it, you don't want the whole thing to bend. We tried making one out of PVC when we were kids. And, like, we'd have to put all these weights on it and then, like, put your feet on top of it. And it worked okay, but it wasn't as good as they've gotten now, where you have a steel frame that you attach to it. And then you could play your Formula Ones or whatever and actually have, like, a serious esports competition. And, like, I kind of like it because I got a 5-year-old and he would like to drive a race car. And so I'm sure the wife will be like, no. But also, it seems pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I could go to the Olympics for it. I'm just saying.
Have you ever seen? Have you ever heard of the game Star Citizen?
Oh, it sounds familiar.
It's almost like a second. You know what Second Life is, right?
Okay.
Like, so it's a kind of immersive.
Yeah.
Thing. It's not VR. It's. I don't think. I think that maybe there's a VR aspect to it if you want to play with VR. But it's this crazy, like, generative game where you can, like, fly around in spaceships, you get out of spaceships, you could do trade, like, you don't have to combat, right? Like, you could just run trade routes. Like, I watched a video of a guy who was just like, I go to this planet and I pick up this product and I take it to this other planet and I drop it off and sell it, and then I pick up waste from here. And, like, he's like literally a truck driver in space.
I've streamed so many people playing virtual truck driver on TikTok. It's crazy.
Put that in the Olympics.
And this will sound like I'm being harsh or whatever, but so many Central and South American guys, it's like a lot of Mexican guys are driving these trucks, and I'm taking this Spanish class, so I'm trying to, like, practice my Spanish at the same time. And so I listen to these guys talking and read the comments and stuff. I follow a guy that does F1 sim racing at a top level who's in Mexico. And he speaks English a million times better than I speak Spanish, that's for sure. So I'll comment on there, and he'll be like, oh, hey, Greg, what's up, man? And he knows, obviously, based on the fact that I can't type in Spanish, that I'm just some English-speaking guy, and it's great.
Yeah.
I played this game called Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah.
It was back in 2003, let's call it.
Yeah.
MMO.
Yeah.
And you could just create a character and then travel. Whether you were combat oriented or you were just a guy who made armor, you could figure out how to make the best armor, get the best resources, and then build all this armor together and then sell it to people and be the rich person in Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah.
And everyone had, like, a purpose for it. We got to the point where we launched a second, like, on our PC, you could switch over to another operating system or, like, a clone of it, and we would have a second character playing as someone that would just be a bot in, like, a cantina doing buffs, so that way you could sell buffs and then have it auto-respawn, and this is probably all illegal, and I'd be kicked off of it if I said this today, but then you could go out and do your battling or your questing or whatever with all the buffs and then come back and get it done for free because it was your own character. So.
Wow.
Yeah, just, like, dumb stuff like that, where it was just like, literally just a Wookiee who crafts armor. That's what you're doing in the Star Wars galaxy. But it changed my perception. Also, drugs. But, like, it changed my perception of the world around me, because I would just be, like, sitting in traffic, and then you look over, and, like, no one looks uglier than when you, like, look over at them and they don't know you're looking at them.
Yeah.
And I would look at that person, I'd be like, what dumb quest are you on, you little NPC? And it's just like, I'm going to the bookstore to get the notebook for my homework.
I don't know. Like, I should probably know. I should have looked this up. But so my buddy's a school teacher. And a school teacher. I sound like I'm a like an old person. My buddy's a school teacher. Anyway, I went to a hockey game with him, and it was like elementary school night. So his whole school had a bunch of people there, like a bunch of kids from their classes and their families and whatever. And they were insulting the other team, as you do at a hockey game, right? They were yelling. And the other team was the Portland Winterhawks. And they were yelling two insults that these like 12-year-olds came up with. Okay, the first one was that Winterhawk isn't a real bird.
That's such a great bird. I love it.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, for kids, it's awesome.
And I was like, well, we are the Spokane Chiefs, so we're gonna want to maybe think about our appropriation here a little bit. The other one is that. This was their train of logic, and I promise this comes back. The train of logic was the only bird that is close to a winter hawk is called a snow hawk, and they are primarily from Ohio. There's a running like joke in the school, apparently, that Ohio is NPCs. All of the state of Ohio is NPCs. And so they were just shouting at this Portland team, Ohio is from... NPCs are from Ohio. Like, that's, they were just yelling that, and everybody was like,
no context burns.
Everybody around them is like, what? Like, the hockey players are like, huh? Like, we're a bunch of Canadians playing hockey in Spokane for a team from Portland. What?
You're like, are these children NPCs from Ohio?
Yeah. And I'm sure it's like some weird right wing talking point that's been picked up on in elementary schools across the United States. It's the reason that like
that's where the child sex trafficking happens.
Right. It's the reason as they like dehumanize Ohioans before the Ohioan genocide starts.
We laugh. LOL.
Ohio's full of NPCs.
Anyway, yeah, that's
so basically what you're saying is anybody who is, well, we've talked about this before, anybody who isn't you is not real.
Yeah, it's a simulation, man. Yeah. Sometimes things are so weird that I'm like, only I could have thought of this.
Yeah.
And if only I could have thought of it, then that means I did think of it and I'm fooling myself and this is all simulation. Unplug me from the Matrix.
I had a real conversation with somebody.
But please don't, actually, because I like the idea of staying in the Matrix. I don't want to help.
Who else is going to go to Japan? I had a conversation with somebody about that the other day. And I had a conversation with my therapist about it because it's a very real concern or thought, is that only you know like the worst things that you think about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like the weirdest.
Well,
like
that in our G-chat.
Right, that too. But only you like really know your own, you know, depravity or like your own like terribleness or your own thoughts and things like that.
Yeah, it's like the Japanese have a thought system about this, that you have three hearts or three minds.
Oh, okay.
The one that you share with people, with the world, the one that you share with those that's closest to you, and then the one that is
only
yours.
You know.
Yeah.
That's a great, I didn't know about that, because that's, I would love to look more into that, because that's exactly what I've been thinking a lot about lately, is like, you're always going to be the harshest person on yourself, because only you know those things that you're thinking. And no, even though nobody else knows that stuff, you're holding that inside of you, right? And so like nobody else is judging you based on those thoughts that they've never heard you say out loud or think of. And even maybe you don't even believe the things, but they're things that like, oh, I can't believe my mind went there. I must be terrible. All these people must think I'm terrible. It's like nobody else knows that your mind went there. You know, I always think that's a really interesting. I got to look that up. That three hearts or
There's okay. If we're just gonna get philosophical here for a minute, I've been thinking a lot about like
we are NPCs, so nobody really cares.
Well, you're an NPC for my
true,
my world. That's how this works. I've just figured it out. I've been thinking like a lot about anxiety and I just have had like a really bad run of it in the last year. Not of anxiety, just of everything. Just feels my job is like the best part of my life right now, I feel like sometimes. And so one of the things to what you're speaking about there that I find I'm no longer willing to engage in is embarrassment.
Oh.
I'm no longer willing to let something that I did in the past own me because I feel shame about it. And it's a very strange thing because, like, I've spent my whole life trying to convince myself of things.
Yeah.
Like, you need to, if you say good things aloud about yourself, you'll feel better about yourself. And that, like, works, but it always feels like it's patchwork. Now I'm in this place where when I think about how something didn't go right, or like, I even like you have a conversation with somebody and you walk away going like, I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
I refuse to participate in that anymore. I can think that like, yeah, that didn't go how I wanted it to, but it's also over. So whatever.
Yeah. There's, that's a huge thing that I've spoken about with my therapist too, is just like this idea of, you're not going to be able to go back and change that thing anyway. They might not be thinking about that thing either. It is okay for you to feel like an idiot, but not to, like, basically you can, and this sounds like the most corny therapist thing to say, is like, you're like not validating, like you are validating the feeling and not being like, it's okay to feel like that. But like just saying, huh, that's interesting that I feel like that. Why do I feel like, you just like dig into it to the point where it becomes just a thing. It doesn't become good or bad. It just becomes a thing. And I think that that's where I've been thinking a lot lately as well. It's just like looking at things like adding weird video games to the esports, right? Like, has no meaning to my life. It's no reason to be upset or not upset about it. But like, even things that do matter to my life, like much more closely, it's like, unless I think it's something that truly affects my self-worth and self-value, it is neither good nor bad. It just is, you know? And there's no point in me reacting in a way that, if I have no control over it, especially changing it, like, there's no point in me reacting in a way that like gives it control over me.
If you can maintain that headspace, it's so incredible.
Yeah, that's the difficult thing, right? Is because then you get distracted by, you know, Pokenips on TikTok.
Exactly. Yeah, it's fantastic though. I wish my big struggle is now trying to figure out how to communicate this to my little human.
Yeah.
So that way he doesn't have to live in a world full of anxious embarrassment. I was out with a person, a really big supporter of mine, someone who just is a real big champion for me. And she said something. She was talking about radio stations in our building, and she said, well, he works for the competition, and then said one of our radio stations. And I was like, that's actually the one that's next to the station I work at. And she's like, got so embarrassed. And I was like, stop it. Like, I'm not going to let you derail this awesome time that we're having. Like, I'm not going to, like, spoil this moment because you are embarrassed that you said something wrong.
Yeah.
That you had a mistake. There's zero to gain from
it. There's no point, yeah.
And all you're going to do is sabotage your own feeling about how this went. And I'm here to empower you to be like, cut that out.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. No one cares that you made a mistake, specifically me. And if you're, like, she does such a good job of, like, saying, empowering things to me that I'm like, cut it out. Like, I'm not judging you because you made a mistake, because that's just, we err. That's just what we do.
Yeah.
And it's dumb. But it's given me, like, all this, like, I did an interview with Eric Hawk from Portugal the Man.
That was great,
last week. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And afterwards, he said something to me, and I was like, ah, what do you know, a shared lack of self-esteem. And he, like, looked at me like, nah, dude. Like,
he's like, no, I'm awesome. I play in a rock band.
Yeah. I mean, basically. And I was like, oh, that whole time we were talking, you were all positives. He was like, I moved to Tacoma. And I was like, good luck convincing your friends to come visit you. And he was like, no, I just make them. It hasn't been a problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, only one of my couples that comes to see me ever. And it's like, because I don't insist. I don't do stuff to make it. And so I said that to him. I was like, oh, look at that shared lack of self-esteem. He was like, no, dude, what you're thinking of is a joint trauma.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Just like, he was so confident about the fact that, like, I operate in a space that's not lack of self-esteem. It's the, which I still think it is, but it's something bad happened to you and you now behave differently because of it. It's trauma or whatever.
Huh.
And it's like, that's a whole thing to get into with somebody else. That's not the purpose of the show, but
Shout
outs to Nate, who's joining us for the first time this week and had to hear 10 minutes of us talking about therapy.
Well, I want to talk about something real quick. You promised me wiener stuff, and I want to bring it.
Careful how we phrase that. Okay?
I want to bring it to the wiener stuff. Okay.
Okay, you convinced me. The future of male birth control took a big leap closer to reality. Oh boy, says a story at Gizmodo.com. It's a topical gel applied once a day to the shoulders. Now, forgive me, Brandon, but the shoulder? Like, isn't there another place that men are more likely to, you know, rub?
Isn't the joke from, what was that movie, Superbad? Is the funny thing about my back is it's located on my...
Exactly. Now, listen, when I say there's male birth control, and I go, oh boy, I can't imagine being a woman and having to trust some dumb dude like me to remember to rub it daily when the consequence is potentially growing a human inside of you, the female, for 10 months and then caring for it for 20 years with a dude who couldn't remember to apply a gel once a day. I'm projecting. I get it. But also, like, male birth control, you got to put it in the water or, like, add it to beer or something. Like, you got to find a way that, like, I'm not going to forget to take it.
Well, you know what's great is that forever they've been trying to find a solution for male birth control to try to ease the burden from women, and they're like, finally we found a version of male birth control. It just has to be applied to the shoulders via gel. So finally, you know, men just like ask for that back massage, get the birth control, whatever. Women, nah, you still got to stick that copper thing up your
or take a pill every day and be in the same conundrum.
Yeah. Yeah, and it'll make you feel terrible also.
They just need I'm just trying to think of what, like, I can't say it the way I want to because it involves butt stuff, but like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so, all right, so there was
a clamp on the vas deferens or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. A removable vasectomy. There was a... for a while, I think that the most promising form of male birth control that it sounded like there was going to be was like a monthly injection into the penis.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What? Well,
but like at the end of the day, it's like all, and men everywhere did that, right? They were like, oh, no. But it's like, then you think about, and this isn't me trying to be like virtue signaling or anything like that, but like then you think about like what women actually have to do in order to avoid getting pregnant, you know, or to like what kind of birth control they have to use. And like men can hardly wear a condom, you know, or like if you were asked to inject your wiener with a needle, you know, once a month, I know that you're a guy who had to like inject things into your stomach or into your leg.
Oh, when I had that blood clot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh God, in the stomach. It was awful. I couldn't do it. I'd have to have a stranger inject my wiener to make this happen.
Just like pay a guy $5 at the airport bathroom.
Oh, that was the worst, man. Yeah. When I actually did that thing for the blood clot and had to inject it into my belly.
Yeah.
I was literally in the bathroom of an airport crying because I was so afraid of the needle having to do it myself. I don't mind someone else doing it. I can look away, fine, whatever. Just not in the wiener, please.
The guy in the urinal next to you, bro, you okay, bro? He's like, bro, no.
Hey, come here. You like needles?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just like, of course, the solution they come up with is like, all right, guys, okay, no, we'll make this nice and easy for you, okay? We're going to make it a gel form. We're going to let your wife give you Oh, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Like, hey, when you style your hair in the morning, just rub that gel through your hair.
I don't know. Like, no one can see this, but like, I don't know if you've looked at me, but I don't, you know, something about Mary ever.
What happened to the beard?
Oh, buddy, I got a haircut and then the beard looked ridiculous without it'll be back though because depression. Yay.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to think of, like, to your point, what would be the most useful and least like, sucks to suck, women? We get back rubs and you have to, you know, do everything that you have to do in order to not get pregnant.
Yeah. Well, my Catholic friends would say abstinence.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Nailed it.
Well, I mean, to your point, it's like, look, we know you're going to do it anyway. So it's not a gel. It's a lube.
I'm just saying, like, I really feel like that.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Hosted host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Super Smash Bros. Is another one. StarCraft 2. Like, the leagues. There have been leagues playing StarCraft in South Korea for 25 Ever. Years now.
Yeah.
Like, big stadium filling events. I remember a buddy was so far into it or whatever. And the reason why they're not doing those, Brandon, I think it's a pretty simple answer. It's money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, you don't pay for the rights to that, right? Like, yeah. I'm sure you can get Zwift, the third best known cycling system, to get in on that without having to pay a ton for the intellectual property or whatever. Sailing, Taekwondo, which is it the old Nintendo game? Or I don't know. Tennis, and then this one's big. I don't know how they got this one, but Gran Turismo will be one of them. And so there's at least one driving one. Yeah. Have I told you that I've... Well, probably not, because I was just revealing my my video game, Dark Ages or whatever. I'm really looking at buying a racing sim. You get a seat, and you get like the most important part of the racing sim, besides just having a steering wheel, is the frame that you put it onto. Because when you go to turn it, it has a certain amount of resistance that they measure and force. But as you turn it, you don't want the whole thing to bend. We tried making one out of PVC when we were kids. And, like, we'd have to put all these weights on it and, like, put your feet on top of it. And it worked okay, but it wasn't as good as they've gotten now, where you have a steel frame that you attach to it. And then you could play your Formula Ones or whatever and actually have, like, a serious esports competition. And, like, I kind of like it because I got a five-year-old, and he would like to drive a race car. And so I'm sure the wife will be like, no. But also, it seems pretty fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I could go to the Olympics for it. I'm just saying.
Have you ever seen? Have you ever heard of the game Star Citizen?
Oh, it sounds familiar.
It's almost like a second. You know what Second Life is, right?
Okay.
Like, so it's a kind of immersive. Thing. It's not VR. I think that maybe there's a VR aspect to it if you want to play with VR. But it's this crazy like generative game where you can like fly around in spaceships, you get out of your spaceships, you could do trade, like you don't have to combat, right? Like you could just run trade routes. Like I watched a video of a guy who was just like, I go to this planet and I pick up this product and I take it to this other planet and I drop it off and sell it, and then I pick up waste from here. And like, he's like literally a truck driver in space.
I've streamed so many people playing virtual truck driver on TikTok. It's crazy.
Put that in the Olympics.
And this will sound like I'm being harsh or whatever, but so many Central and South American guys, it's like a lot of Mexican guys are driving these trucks, and I'm taking this Spanish class, so I'm trying to like practice my Spanish at the same time. And so I listen to these guys talking and read the comments and stuff. I follow a guy that does F1 sim racing at a top level who's in Mexico. And he speaks English a million times better than I speak Spanish, that's for sure. So I'll comment on there, and he'll be like, oh, hey, Greg, what's up, man? And he knows, obviously, based on the fact that I can't type in Spanish, that I'm just some English-speaking guy, and it's great.
Yeah.
You could, like, so I played this game called, Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah.
It was back in 2003, let's call it.
Yeah.
MMO,
yeah.
And you could just create a character and then travel. Whether you were combat-oriented or you were just a guy who made armor, you could figure out how to make the best armor, get the best resources, and then build all this armor together and then sell it to people and be the rich person in Star Wars Galaxies.
Yeah.
And everyone had like a purpose for it. We got to the point where we launched a second, like on our PC, you could switch over to another operating system or like a clone of it, and we would have a second character playing as someone that would just be a bot in like a cantina doing buffs, so that way you could sell buffs and then have it auto-respawn, and this is probably all illegal and I'd be kicked off of it if I said this today, but then you could go out and do your battling or your questing or whatever with all the buffs and then come back and get it done for free because it was your own character. So,
wow.
Yeah, just like dumb stuff like that where it was just like, yeah, literally just a Wookiee who crafts armor. That's what you don't, that's what you're doing in the Star Wars galaxy. But it changed my perception. Also, you know, drugs. But like it changed my perception of the world around me. Because I would just be like sitting in traffic and then you look over and like no one looks uglier than when you like look over at them and they don't know you're looking at them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I would look at that person and I'd be like, what dumb quest are you on, you little NPC? And it's just like, I'm going to the bookstore to get the notebook for my homework.
I don't know. Like, I should probably know. I should have looked this up. But so my buddy's a school teacher. And a school teacher. I sound like I'm a... like an old person. My buddy's a school teacher. Anyway, I went to a hockey game with him and it was like elementary school night. So his whole school had a bunch of people there, like a bunch of kids from their classes and their families and whatever. And they were insulting the other team as you do at a hockey game, right? They were yelling. And the other team was the Portland Winterhawks. And they were yelling two insults that these like 12-year-olds came up with. Okay, the first one was that Winterhawk isn't a real bird.
that's such a great bird. I love it.
Which I think is great.
Yeah, for kids, it's awesome.
And I was like, well, we are the Spokane Chiefs, so we're gonna want to maybe think about our appropriation here a little bit. The other one is that this was their train of logic, and I promise this comes back. The train of logic was the only bird that is close to a winter hawk is called a snow hawk, and they are primarily from Ohio. There's a running like joke in the school, apparently, that Ohio is NPCs. All of the state of Ohio is NPCs. And so they were just shouting at this Portland team. Ohio is from... NPCs are from Ohio. Like, that's, they were just yelling that, and everybody was like,
no context burns.
Everybody around them is like, what? Like, the hockey players are like, huh? Like, we're a bunch of Canadians playing hockey in Spokane for a team from Portland. What?
You're like, are these children NPCs from Ohio?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure it's like some weird right wing talking point that's been picked up on in elementary schools across the United States. It's the reason that like
that's where the child sex trafficking happens.
Right, right, right. It's the reason as they like dehumanize Ohioans before the Ohioan genocide starts.
We laugh. LOL.
Ohio's full of NPCs.
Anyway, yeah, that's
so basically what you're saying is anybody who is, well, we've talked about this before, anybody who isn't you is not real.
That's a simulation, man. Yeah. Sometimes things are so weird that I'm like, only I could have thought of this.
Yeah.
And if only I could have thought of it, then that means I did think of it and I'm fooling myself and this is all simulation. Unplug me from the Matrix.
I had a real conversation with somebody.
But please don't, actually, because I like the idea of staying in the Matrix. I don't want to help.
Who else is going to go to Japan? I had a conversation with somebody about that the other day. And I had a conversation with my therapist about it because it's a very real concern or thought, is that only you know like the worst things that you think about, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like the weirdest,
well,
like
that in our G-chat.
Right, that too. But only you like really know your own, you know, depravity or like your own like terribleness or your own thoughts and things like that.
Yeah, it's like the Japanese have a thought system about this, that you have three hearts or three minds.
Oh, okay.
The one that you share with people, with the world, the one that you share with those that's closest to you, and then the one that is
only
yours.
You know.
Yeah.
That's a great I didn't know about that, because that's, I would love to look more into that, because that's exactly what I've been thinking a lot about lately, is like you're always going to be the harshest person on yourself because only you know those things that you're thinking. And no, even though nobody else knows that stuff, you're holding that inside of you, right? And so like nobody else is judging you based on those thoughts that they've never heard you say out loud or think of. And even maybe you don't even believe the things, but they're things that like, oh, I can't believe my mind went there. I must be terrible. All these people must think I'm terrible. It's like nobody else knows that your mind went there. You know, I always think that's a really interesting. I got to look that up. That three hearts or
yeah,
yeah.
There's Okay, if we're just going to get philosophical here for a minute. I've been thinking a lot about, like...
We are NPCs, so nobody really cares.
Well, you're an NPC for my for my world. That's how this works. I've just figured it out. I've been thinking, like, a lot about anxiety, and I just have had, like, a really bad run of it in the last year. Not of anxiety, just of everything. Just feels my job is, like, the best part of my life right now, I feel like, sometimes. And so one of the things... To what you're speaking about there, that I find I'm no longer willing to engage in is embarrassment.
Oh.
I'm no longer willing to let something that I did in the past own me because I feel shame about it. And it's a very strange thing because... Like, I've spent my whole life trying to convince myself of things.
Yeah.
Like, you need to, if you say good things aloud about yourself, you'll feel better about yourself. And that, like, works, but it always feels like it's patchwork. Now I'm in this place where when I think about how something didn't go right or, like, even you have a conversation with somebody and you walk away going, like, I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
I refuse to participate in that anymore. I can think that, like, yeah, that didn't go how I wanted it to, but it's also over, so whatever.
Yeah, there's that's a huge thing that I've spoken about with my therapist too. Is just like this idea of you're not going to be able to go back and change that.
Yeah.
Anyway, they might not be thinking about that thing either. It is okay for you to feel like an idiot, but not to, like, basically you can. And this sounds like the most corny therapist thing
whatever.
To say is like, you're like not validating, like you are validating the feeling and not being like, it's okay to feel like that. But like just saying, huh, that's interesting that I feel like that. Why do I feel like you just like dig into it to the point where it becomes just a thing. It doesn't become good or bad. It just becomes a thing. And I think that that's where I've been thinking a lot lately as well. It's just like looking at things like, adding weird video games to the esports, right? Like, has no meaning to my life. It's no reason to be upset or not upset about it. But like, even things that do matter to my life, like much more closely, it's like, unless I think it's something that truly affects my self-worth and self-value, it is neither good nor bad. It just is, you know? And there's no point in me reacting it in a way that if I have no control over it, especially changing it, like there's no point in me reacting in a way that like gives it control over me.
If you can maintain that headspace, it's so incredible.
Yeah, that's the difficult thing, right? Is because then you get distracted by, you know, Pokenips on TikTok.
Exactly. Yeah, it's fantastic though. I wish my big struggle is now trying to figure out how to communicate this to my little human.
Yeah.
So that way he doesn't have to live in a world full of anxious embarrassment. I was out with a person, a really big supporter of mine, someone who just is a real big champion for me. And she said something. She was talking about radio stations in our building, and she said, well, he works for the competition, and then said one of our radio stations. And I was like, that's actually the one that's next to the station I work at. And she's like, got so embarrassed. And I was like, stop it. Like, I'm not going to let you derail this awesome time that we're having. Like, I'm not going to, like, spoil this moment because you are embarrassed that you said something wrong.
Yeah.
That you had a mistake. There's zero to gain from
it. There's no point, yeah.
And all you're going to do is sabotage your own feeling about how this went. And I'm here to empower you to be like, cut that out.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. No one cares that you made a mistake, specifically me. And if you're, like, she does such a good job of, like, saying, empowering things to me that I'm like, cut it out. Like, I'm not judging you because you made a mistake, because that's just, we err. That's just what we do.
Yeah.
And it's dumb. But it's given me, like, all this, like, I did an interview with Eric Hawk from Portugal the Man.
That was great,
last week. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
And afterwards, he said something to me, and I was like, ah, what do you know, shared lack of self-esteem. And he, like, looked at me like, nah, dude. Like,
he's like, no, I'm awesome. I play in a rock band.
Yeah. I mean, basically. And I was like, oh, that whole time we were talking, you were all positives. He was like, I moved to Tacoma. And I was like, good luck convincing your friends to come visit you. And he was like, no, I just make them. It hasn't been a problem.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my, only one of my couples that comes to see me ever. And it's like, because I don't insist, I don't do stuff to make it. And so I said that to him. I was like, oh, look at that shared lack of self-esteem. He was like, no, no, dude, what you're thinking of is a joint trauma. And I was like, what? Just like, he was so confident about the fact that like, I operate in a space that's not lack of self-esteem. It's the, which I still think it is, but it's a, something bad happened to you and you now behave differently because of it. It's trauma or whatever. Huh. And it's like, that's a whole thing to get into with somebody else. And that's not the purpose of the show, but
yeah.
Shout outs to Nate, who's joining us for the first time this week and had to hear 10 minutes of us talking about therapy.
Well,
so.
I want to talk about something real quick. You promised me wiener stuff, and I want to
be careful how we phrase that. Okay?
I want to bring it to the wiener stuff. Okay.
Okay, you convinced me. The future of male birth control took a big leap closer to reality. Oh boy, says a story at Gizmodo.com. It's a topical gel applied once a day to the shoulders. Now, forgive me, Brandon, but the shoulder? Like, isn't there another place that men are more likely to, you know, rub?
Isn't the joke from what was that movie Superbad? Is the funny thing about my back is it's located on my
exactly. Now listen, when I say there's male birth control, I go, oh boy, I can't imagine being a woman and having to trust some dumb dude like me to remember to rub it daily when the consequence is potentially growing a human inside of you, the female, for 10 months and then caring for it for 20 years with a dude who couldn't remember to apply a gel once a day. I'm projecting, I get it. But also, like, male birth control, you gotta put it in the water or, like, add it to beer or something. Like, you gotta find a way that, like, I'm not gonna forget to take it.
Well, you know what's great is that... Forever, they've been trying to find a solution for male birth control to try to ease the burden from women. And they're like, finally.
Absolutely.
Finally, we found a version of male birth control. It just has to be applied to the shoulders via gel. So finally, you know, men just like ask for that back massage, get the birth control, whatever. Women, nah, you still got to stick that copper thing up your...
or take a pill every day and be in the same conundrum.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll make you feel terrible also.
They just need I'm just trying to think of what, like, I can't say it the way I want to because it involves butt stuff, but like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so, all right, so there was a while...
Put a clamp on the vas deferens or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. A removable vasectomy. There was a... for a while, I think that the most promising form of male birth control that it sounded like there was going to be was like a monthly injection into the penis.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What? Well,
but like at the end of the day, it's like all and men everywhere did that, right? They were like, oh, no. But it's like then you think about, and this isn't me trying to be like virtue signaling or anything like that, but like then you think about like what women actually have to do in order to avoid getting pregnant, you know, or to like what kind of birth control they have to use. And like men can hardly wear a condom, you know, or like if you were asked to inject your wiener with a needle, you know, once a month, I know that you're a guy who had to like inject things into your stomach or into your leg?
Oh, when I had that blood clot?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh God, in the stomach, it was awful. I couldn't do it. I'd have to have a stranger inject my wiener to make this happen.
Just like pay a guy $5 at the airport bathroom.
Oh, that was the worst, man. Yeah. When I actually did that thing for the blood clot and had to inject it into my belly.
Yeah.
I was literally in the bathroom of an airport crying because I was so afraid of the needle having to do it myself. I don't mind someone else doing it. I can look away, fine, whatever. Just not in the wiener, please.
The guy in the urinal next to you, bro, you okay, bro? He's like, bro, no.
Hey, come here. You like needles?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just like, of course, the solution they come up with is like, all right, guys, okay, no, we'll make this nice and easy for you, okay? We're going to make it a gel form. We're going to let your wife give you... We're going to give your wife... Oh, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Like, hey, when you style your hair in the morning, just rub that gel through your hair.
I don't know. Like, no one can see this, but, like, I don't know if you've looked at me, but I don't, you know, something about Mary ever.
What happened to the beard?
Oh, buddy, I shaved... I got a haircut, and then the beard looked ridiculous without the... Yeah. It'll be back, though, because depression. Yay!
Yeah, yeah. I'm just trying to think of, like, to your point, what's the most... What would be the most useful and least like, ha, sucks to suck, women. We get back rubs and you have to, you know, do everything that you have to do in order to not get pregnant.
Yeah. Well, my Catholic friends would say abstinence.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Nailed it.
Well, I to your point, it's like, look, we know you're going to do it anyway, so it's not a gel, it's a lube.
I'm just saying, like, I really feel like that, I know that there's a large population that couldn't talk about these things the same way that we are, and that, like, are afraid of their own, like, sexuality and stuff, and so the idea of making it a lube is not, maybe it's not a black and white thing. Maybe it's a, for some people, it's the shoulder. Some people only have sex to reproduce, and boy, that sounds miserable. Maybe it's that people only rely on oral sex or something like that is the answer.
Well, it's like if it's a gel that like it seems weird that it's like a topical gel that goes through your shoulders, right? Like it's like if they can make it a gel, could they not make it a pill? You know, and like just make men take it the same way. You know, like it's I think that you would be more likely to see use. To see it get picked up and actually like used is if it were taken like a vitamin, right? You know, men notoriously good at taking care of their own health.
But like if there was just options, like some dudes are good at taking their dailies and other dudes could remember to rub it on their shoulder and then like other dudes just make it into a lube.
Right. Because all right, put it in the toothpaste. Like, I don't know, you know, like whatever it is.
You have lube in your toothpaste?
You don't?
All right, well,
tooth lube.
Tooth lube. You know what they call a son of a bitch.
It looks Brandon's like we have an episode title.
His attributes. I don't even know what to say now. They call, what is it? I'm Googling it real quick. That is not how you spell that word. No, what? It's called the toothpaste in Spanish is instead of paste, they use the word pasta. So it's like pasta denti or something like that. It just sounds amazing.
It's pasta al dente.
Oh, it's pasta dientes. That's what it is. Yeah. That's so awesome. Anyway, sorry.
I want to run toothpaste into Google Translator that comes out into Spanish, pasta dientes. And then I want to run that into Spanish to Italian translator and see what comes out.
Amazing. All right. Well, let's end this thing on a positive, even though a tooth lube was a pretty good way to go out. I love it when humans do ridiculous things. And this is not the first time it's happened or the last, I'm sure, but I just saw a post on Reddit that some dude in South Korea found someone in Uruguay and at the exact same time on literal opposite sides of the earth, these two dummies each placed a slice of bread on the ground, creating an earth sandwich. And like, I don't know that there's anything I like about the internet more than its ability to allow us to do these types of things. There's a website you can go to that'll help you find the exact opposite place on the planet from where you're at. If we dug a hole, we wouldn't end up in China, Deb, obviously. We would end up somewhere off of the southern tip of Africa. Out in what do you call it, penguin water or something like that. But for these two dudes that like went ahead and found their coordinates around the world from each other and put down a slice of bread each, way to go.
I love that because I hope that they submitted that to the Guinness Book of World Records and had those, you know, pedants at Guinness tell them exactly why it's not a sandwich. And does a sandwich have to be edible?
John Manley, paging John Manley. Final question about that. I guess the sandwich can really unite humanity. Because if you're a round earther or a flat earther, can you accept that you can turn the earth into a sandwich with just two slices of bread?
Well, it's either a flat bread or like a proper, you know, hoagie.
All right. Well, after that we went all over the place, man. All over the globe for today's Nerd Talk Plus. I like to bring it back and ask, what did we learn this week? After all, this is a rub some lube on it heady show.
Gregor, what did you learn this week?
That Brandon uses tooth lube and that I do not, and that I'm missing out. Is that why your teeth are always so squeaky?
That's probably it. Are my teeth squeaky? Do you hear that on the...
No, just a joke. Random. Hey, Randon, we're taking up. Hold on, let me just delete that. Brandon, what did you learn this week?
I learned that I think I would prefer an earth focaccia.
Okay. Oh, man, I want to make a focaccia. It's so easy.
It is really easy. It's so tasty, too. I made homemade pizza last night, made the pizza dough the night before. We talked about pizza strength, didn't we, you and I?
About pizza strength?
Strength of the pizza, yeah. Like, what? You were, like, making pizza dough, and it didn't turn out. Oh, no, you were talking about pizza dough and, like, the kind of pizza that you liked and the pizza you didn't like and why this dough was a certain way. Maybe we didn't talk about that. I don't know.
No, I think we did. I just literally...
Is that a fever dream that I had, talking to you about
we
pizza?
Talked about, and if you leave it for a certain amount of time, then the elasticity gets stronger in the dough.
More time for the gluten bonds to form and stuff like that. We should do an entire show about bread. Oh, it would be the most depressing show we've ever done.
Yeah, we can do that, because we're trying something. Okay, anyway, you got anything else?
I learned that there are a lot of ways that I would be willing to take male birth control, but I'm just going to snip my wiener off instead. Not off, but I'm going to snip the vas deferens. I'm going to do that. As soon as the second kid gets born, it's coming off.
It's Snipsville. Not me. I'm off to Japan. Hi. If you understand that reference, you are some sort of super genius, because we talked for 10 minutes at length before the show today, before we even got Brandon and his nice Astro Buttes. And so if you could figure it out, 10 points to Gryffindor. It's Nerd Talk Plus, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. or available as a podcast, which is how it's designed, let's be honest, on the Odyssey app for both. Or, of course, you can download it as a podcast from wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gregor. He's Brandon. Have a good week. Bye-bye, Brandon.
I'm going to go apply some tooth lube.
I need to also. Coffee first.
Yeah, nice.
I love it when humans do ridiculous things. And this is not the first time it's happened, or the last, I'm sure, but I just saw a post on Reddit that some dude in South Korea found someone in Uruguay, and at the exact same time, on literal opposite sides of the earth, these two dummies each placed a slice of bread on the ground, creating an earth sandwich. And, like, I don't know that there's anything I like about the internet more than its ability to allow us to do these types of things. There's a website you can go to that'll help you find the exact opposite place on the planet from where you're at. If we dug a hole, we wouldn't end up in China, Deb, obviously. We would end up somewhere off of the southern tip of Africa. Out in, what do you call it, penguin water or something like that. But for these two dudes that, like, went ahead and found their coordinates around the world from each other and put down a slice of bread each... Way to go.
I love that, because I hope that they submitted that to the Guinness Book of World Records and had those, you know, pedants at Guinness tell them exactly why it's not a sandwich. And does a sandwich have to be edible?
John Manley, paging John Manley. Final question about that. I guess the sandwich can really unite humanity. Because if you're a round earther or a flat earther, can you accept that you can turn the earth into a sandwich with just two slices of bread?
Well, it's either a flat bread or like a proper, you know, hoagie.
All right. Well, after that, but we went all over the place, man. All over the globe for today. This is Nerd Talk Plus. I like to bring it back and ask, what did we learn this week? After all, this is a rub some lube on it heady show.
Gregor, what did you learn this week?
That Brandon uses tooth lube and that I do not, and that I'm missing out. Is that why your teeth are always so squeaky?
That's probably it. Are my teeth squeaky? Do you hear that on the...
No. Just a joke. Randon.
Random.
Hey, Randon, we're taking off. Hold on, let me just delete that. Brandon, what did you learn this week?
I learned that I think I would prefer an earth focaccia.
Okay. Oh, man, I want to make a focaccia. It's so easy.
It is really easy. It's so tasty, too. I made homemade pizza last night. Made the pizza dough the night before. We talked about pizza strength, didn't we, you and I?
About pizza strength?
Strength of the pizza, yeah. Like, what? You were, like, making pizza dough, and it didn't turn out. Oh, no, you were talking about pizza dough and, like, the kind of pizza that you liked and the pizza you didn't like and why this dough was a certain way. Maybe we didn't talk about that. I don't know.
No, I think we did. I just literally...
Is that a fever dream that I had, talking to you about
we
pizza?
Talked about, and if you leave it for a certain amount of time, then the elasticity gets stronger in the dough.
More time for the gluten bonds to form and stuff like that. What we should do an entire show about bread. Oh, it would be the most depressing show we've ever done.
Yeah, we can do that, because we're trying something. Okay, anyway, you got anything else?
I learned that there are a lot of ways that I would be willing to take male birth control, but I'm just going to snip my wiener off instead. Not off, but I'm going to snip the thing, the part, the vas deferens. I'm going to do that. As soon as the second kid gets born, it's coming off.
It's Snipsville. Not me. I'm off to Japan. Hi. If you understand that reference, you are some sort of super genius, because we talked for 10 minutes at length before the show today, before we even got to Brandon and his nice Astro Buttes. And so if you could figure it out, 10 points to Gryffindor. It's Nerd Talk Plus, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. or available as a podcast, which is how it's designed, let's be honest, on the Odyssey app for both. Or, of course, you can download it as a podcast from wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gregor. He's Brandon. Have a good week. Bye-bye, Brandon.
I'm going to go apply some tooth lube.
I need to also. Coffee first.
Yeah, nice.
I love it when humans do ridiculous things. And this is not the first time it's happened, or the last, I'm sure, but I just saw a post on Reddit that some dude in South Korea found someone in Uruguay, and at the exact same time, on literal opposite sides of the earth, these two dummies each placed a slice of bread on the ground, creating an earth sandwich. And, like, I don't know that there's anything I like about the internet more than its ability to allow us to do these types of things. There's a website you can go to that'll help you find the exact opposite place on the planet from where you're at. If we dug a hole, we wouldn't end up in China, Deb, obviously. We would end up somewhere off of the southern tip of Africa, out in, what do you call it, penguin water or something like that. But for these two dudes that, like, went ahead and found their coordinates around the world from each other and put down a slice of bread each... Way to go.
I love that, because I hope that they submitted that to the Guinness Book of World Records and had those, you know, pedants at Guinness tell them exactly why it's not a sandwich. And does a sandwich have to be edible?
John Manley, paging John Manley. Final question about that. I guess the sandwich can really unite humanity. Because if you're a round earther or a flat earther, can you accept that you can turn the earth into a sandwich with just two slices of bread?
Well, it's either a flat bread or like a proper, you know, hoagie.
All right. Well, after that, but we went all over the place, man. All over the globe for today. This is Nerd Talk Plus. I like to bring it back and ask, what did we learn this week? After all, this is a rub some lube on it heady show.
Gregor, what did you learn this week?
That Brandon uses tooth lube and that I do not, and that I'm missing out. Is that why your teeth are always so squeaky?
That's probably it. Are my teeth squeaky? Do you hear that on the...
No. Just a joke. Randon.
Random.
Hey, Randon, we're taking off. Hold on, let me just delete that. Brandon, what did you learn this week?
I learned that I think I would prefer an earth focaccia.
Okay. Oh man, I want to make a focaccia. It's so easy.
It is really easy. It's so tasty too. I made homemade pizza last night. Made the pizza dough the night before. We talked about pizza strength, didn't we? You and I?
About pizza strength?
Strength of the pizza. Yeah. Like, what? You were like making pizza dough and it didn't turn out. Oh no, you were talking about pizza dough and like the kind of pizza that you liked and the pizza you didn't like and why this dough was a certain way. Maybe we didn't talk about that. I don't know.
No, I think we did. I just literally...
Is that a fever dream that I had? Talking to you about
we
pizza?
Talked about, and if you leave it for a certain amount of time, then the elasticity gets stronger in the dough.
More time for the gluten bonds to form and stuff like that. We should do an entire show about bread. Oh, it would be the most depressing show we've ever done.
Yeah, we can do that. Because we're trying something... Okay, anyway, you got anything else?
I learned that there are a lot of ways that I would be willing to take male birth control, but I'm just going to snip my wiener off instead. Not off, but I'm going to snip the thing, the part, the vas deferens. I'm going to do that. As soon as the second kid gets born, it's coming off.
It's Snipsville. Not me. I'm off to Japan. Hi. If you understand that reference, you are some sort of super genius, because we talked for 10 minutes at length before the show today, before we even got to Brandon and his nice Astro Buttes. And so if you could figure it out, 10 points to Gryffindor. It's Nerd Talk Plus, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. or available as a podcast, which is how it's designed, let's be honest, on the Odyssey app for both. Or, of course, you can download it as a podcast from wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gregor. He's Brandon. Have a good week. Bye-bye, Brandon.
I'm going to go apply some tooth lube.
I need to also. Coffee first.
Yeah, nice.